On the morning of the Youth Pride Party, Callum Marks didn't know what to expect.
I'm hoping that people show up. I think people will.
Besides just showing up at the Zach Gordon Youth Center, Marks hoped the middle and high school students at the party would find a safe space.
To like talk about the stuff that they don't get to talk about in everyday life, because, you know, queer youth really are going through a time. High school is hard.
Marks would know. The 18-year-old just graduated from Thunder Mountain High School last month. As far as he and the other organizers can tell, the party was the first of its kind in Juneau. Stephanie Luther got involved in the planning after asking friends and folks in the nonprofit world what programs were available for queer teens in Juneau.
And the answer I got from everybody was, there aren't any, but there should be. And so I was like, okay, well then let's try.
Soon, Luther hopes to see more programming for queer youth, maybe even a club. But first, a party. Luther says it fills a gap for teens during Pride. Many of the big events take place at bars or have age restrictions. And while family-friendly events like kickball and picnics are great, teens might not necessarily want to hang out with little kids.
And some teenagers don't necessarily have families that they want to bring to those events or who would want to go to those events.
Organizer Taylor Shea says the party was planned in the spirit and history of Pride, which began as a protest against discrimination and has since evolved into something more like a festival.
We want to encourage connection, raise awareness in the community that like this is a need, that there's kids out there that need this connection, and then using it as a time to just like celebrate and be with each other and have a ton of fun.
That meant tie-dye, plenty of food, and a drag performance were all in order. Even some live music, courtesy of 19-year-old Theo Fish Hauk.
As like a queer person, as a trans non-binary person, like I kind of like to imagine that anytime I like anyone, it's queer. And that means that every time I write a love song, it's a queer love song. And I write a lot of those. So I guess I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic. I don't know where anything is in my vocal range anymore.
Hauk graduated last year from Juneau Douglas High School, Yadaa Kakla, and now attends college out of state. He was excited when he heard about the Youth Pride event in his hometown. But beyond Pride week or month, Hauk says adults can support the youth in their lives by just being there for them.
Be open and compassionate. Listen to what they have to say. I think that one of the best things adults ever did for me was just allow me to figure things out and really, like, believed me when I said I felt a certain way.
About 50 teens turned up for the party. They ate cake and entered a raffle for various, mostly rainbow-colored prizes by filling out a survey about the kinds of services and activities they'd like to see for queer youth in Juneau. As the party wound down, a handful of remaining teens and a few adults gathered around the fire pit out back. There'd been talk of starting a fire, but it was a warm night, and with solstice the next day, still plenty sunny, around 8:30 p.m. All eyes were on Hauk and his guitar.
This is a really, really cheesy love song, but that's okay with me. I'm not allergic to dairy. I don't have lactose allergies. If you do, I'm sorry.
In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.